We're probably aware, if you've seen the news this morning, that we live in a very volatile world. And we get this, don't we? The Bible knows it. At times in history, there are men who think that they shape the destiny of the world. And perhaps we saw President Trump giving his address on the news this morning. We've seen many addresses and various threats from Vladimir Putin and others. But let me introduce you to someone I'm sure you'll remember. Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the man who was at the head of the superpower of that day. Yet Nebuchadnezzar was humbled by God, because God raises people up and he can quite as easily cause their fall. And after a very painful experience where Nebuchadnezzar had realized that, after he'd boasted of his own greatness and all that he'd achieved, when God humbled him, he said this. This is Daniel chapter 4 and the second part of verse 34 and verse 35. His dominion, that's the Lord's dominion, is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" Now, if we believe that, we believe that those who claim to pull the strings of history are literally only put there because God allows them to be there. And the wonderful thing is, again, the reassurance that God is in control. Yes, Nebuchadnezzar was used to punish God's people and indeed God's church at that time because of their disobedience. Yes, there can be warning signs for us in our generation. I was talking to Gilbert, and we think of the godless legislation that's been passed just recently in this country. And the danger for Christians is to throw up our hands in despair and attribute everything either to God or the devil. And actually, if you do that, it looks like God isn't doing very well. Better to understand as Nebuchadnezzar, a man who was not unaccustomed to power, who was not unaccustomed to having his own way, realizing that he couldn't where God is concerned. Where's comfort for us? Well, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. That's something you can really put your trust in. He doesn't change, and his promises for all time remain the same. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we do thank you for that assurance that when the world's in turmoil, when leaders of countries start shouting or talking up or making threats or proclamations, it's you that's actually in control. And those you raise up, you can so easily humble. And Lord, we pray that we'd remember that in our lives as well. Any time when we think that we control our destiny, any time we're foolish enough to think that we've achieved something by our own hands, rather we should remember your great mercy, grace and providence by which you deal with us. Lord, we pray that we would be people who put our trust in you. Amen.